Welcome to Reframe and Rewire Greatness Through Daily Routine. This podcast is designed to alter your mindsets and transform your day-to-day from the second you open your eyes to you close them at night, adapting what I would call a success routine. This series is liable to change your life. And it's never the big things that you do, but the littlest things you do every day that make the biggest difference. And now, on to the podcast. Thank you for joining. Welcome back to the podcast as we start off a brand new series at the beginning of this year, 2024. We are halfway through January, and at this point in the game, if any of you have thought about working on New Year's resolutions, you may be at this point thinking about quitting. So what better time to discuss this topic, how to win in 2024? Well, first I want to encourage you, if you have felt like you're not gaining enough speed or enough intention or enough progress right now, it's not too late to begin again. And that's what I hope you're going to do in the course of this particular podcast series. Now, this series is going to be interesting because we're not only going to talk about some topics about how to win, but we're also going to interview some amazing people. And I've already got them recorded, and we're going to set them up in a sequence that makes sense. But we're going to have a broadcast with Monya Chelinski. She is a resiliency advocate, podcaster, and speaker. We're going to talk about her and her podcast. She has appeared on TEDx before. And we're going to talk about resiliency, especially in terms of crises. And then we're going to also have on the air Steven Seiler. And I couldn't be more thrilled about him. He is an award-winning songwriter, video and music producer, speaker, author, and founder of Advocating for Broken Hearts and Broken Souls. And he's been featured all over. I mean, he may be one of the most well-known interviews that I've had thus far in the podcast after doing this for now 5 years. But anyway, I'm excited about both of them. They're both going to bring some great nuggets for you. Our podcast series may have a little bit of extended episodes as in prior years, but we're going to try to keep it under 20 minutes at the most. So let's talk about the topics at hand today. I want to discuss with you hope versus intentionality. And at this point in the game, again, if you had started out well in 2024 with some great ideas about what you wanted to accomplish, and those ideas just kind of fizzled out, this is the podcast for you. So when we talk about hope versus intentionality, what we're talking about is thinking about hope and as a wish or a desire. Okay, now hope's such a beautiful word, so I hate to speak condescendingly towards it, but in essence, that's what it is, because there's nothing that's constitutional or relevant about what it's going to accomplish. In other words, it's going to bring forth an excitement at the beginning and produce some dopamine so that you have the physiological response of feeling, you know, pumped up and ready to accomplish something great, very determined in your heart and your mind to do it. But if you have not created any intentionality, you're going to end up with crushed dreams. And this cycle, unfortunately, happens again and again and again with most people that start out with only hope in mind. Now, I would never ask anyone to lose hope. That's a terrible thought. We should always have hope for a better future, for another chance, for another opportunity to, you know, pull up our bootstraps, as you will, and move forward. But intentionality is really where we want to go with this. So when I talk about intentionality, I think it's the whole of what I teach, speak, train on, and often implement in my podcast series. So intentionality is being extremely purposeful and having expected results. So a vision at the end of the road, what is this going to look like? And being purposeful about breaking that down and knowing what it is that you want to accomplish and how you're going to accomplish it. So say, for example, you wanted to lose, I don't know, say 30 pounds. Well, at what date do you want to see that happen? And of course, you need to be somewhat reasonable. You're not going to lose it in 1 week, right? But you want to break that down into very clear and realistic goals. So what that might mean is, Okay, so for this week, I'm going to cut out soda pop, and I'm going to cut out, sugary candies. And then I'm going to commit to walk at least 1 to 2 miles every day this week. And I might even throw in perhaps some other kind of aerobic exercise or stretching that I'm going to do in the morning. Well, that's a small step, right? That's not going to lose the 30 pounds yet, but you're going to work your way up in increments. So then the next week, maybe you're going to cut something else out of your diet and add more exercise or lengthen the walk that you're going to take. And over time, you're going to see more and more progress. And as you create progress, and here's the key, as you create progress for yourself, you're going to feel euphoric. And what I mean by that is you're not only going to release dopamine, but you're going to release more dopamine every time you see success. So success is not necessarily defined in what it looks like when you step on the scale, because you may or may not see results immediately. Success is in knowing that what you committed to do in intentionality, you actually carried it out. And because you carried it out, you feel pretty awesome about yourself. And it gives you the confidence and courage to go ahead and do it again and do it again and raise the bar and do it again. And that is the key to intentionality. So it's about being purposeful, having expected results that you break down into intentionality, into a master plan that can be done progressively, so you don't overachieve, think too big on overachieving. In other words, you don't want to, go for the Ironman competition in 4 months if you're just beginning a new exercise program. That's not realistic. But be realistic, and then that progress that you achieve with each step, each plan, each accomplishment is going to propel you forward. I like to say success breeds success, and that is so true. So when we summarize this up, today's podcast, about hope versus intentionality, hope can inspire, certainly, ideas, good thoughts, and you get a small shot of dopamine at the front of it. But unless you're willing to work on intentionality, that's going to establish. So one inspires, one establishes. And with intentionality, you've got plans, actions, and you achieve a euphoria, which then gives you confidence to continue on the path forward. So if you blew it the first 2 weeks of this year, I would encourage you to try again. Get up, brush the dust off, write down a plan of action, decide when you want to accomplish, what you want to accomplish, and how you're going to break that down. The more that you achieve success, the better you're going to do. Now, so as we wrap this up today, I want to encourage you to stay with us long term throughout the series. And I'm going to try to get more of these episodes out at a quicker pace, because I know that as we move into a new year, it's really important that you're given the information that you need in a timely manner. So we're going to be talking about half-heartedness and what kind of results that produces, how to avoid that, how to be in alignment with your best self. We're going to talk about habits of self-sabotage and how to stop it. We're going to talk about how gratitude can transform us. And then we're going to get into some habits of high performers. And that's going to be probably a lengthy part, going into two parts. But do come back for these other interviews as well that are up and coming fairly quickly, because I think you're going to gain a lot from that as well. So until next time, this is Michelle Steppes. Reframe and rewire. Keep reaching higher. Thank you for joining me.